So I don't know about how many of you grew up or watched the Brady Bunch. When you hear Martha, Martha, I go, Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. Because I don't know if that's probably not the tone that Christ used when talking to Martha, but I wonder if he got to that point of maybe close to exasperation and went, Martha, Martha, Martha. You don't get it yet. Because it's not like chastising, really. It's kind of like more of when you know you should be doing something different, and God's like, yeah, that's what you're supposed to be doing. But also, I've heard this sermon where the pastor has been putting down Martha. And I think, no, I think Martha, there was times that, yeah, she should sit and listen, but there's also times where she was called to action. And I was thinking about discipleship, because we've been talking about it the last couple Sundays, and we're going to keep talking about it through the green season, because that's Luke, that was his passion, to let everyone know that it's not just the Jews that have been called as disciples, but it's all of us, Gentiles, Samaritans, all of us alike can be a disciple of Christ. It's simply finding the different sides of that coin. Because Mary and Martha, those sisters, are on a different side of the coin. It's the same coin of discipleship. So last week we heard about the Samaritan who was doing the actions, and the lawyer was told to go and do likewise. This week we hear about Mary and Martha, and where it's that time to sit, be still, and listen to what God has to say. And I was thinking, like I was telling the kids, I'm not always that good at sitting and listening. But there's definite times that God calls all of us to sit and listen to the words that they want to say to us. So then we can get moved into action if that's what we're being called to do. Several times I have to purposely sit. I like different spots, so I'm one that connects with nature the best when I'm listening for God. And it's the wind. I hear the wind that speaks to me. I'll be lifting up prayers about, Lord, what do I need to do? What's next? What do I have to focus on? And I'll hear the clear answer of sit and be still. And I'm like, really? Do I have to sit and be still? And then I hear the resounding, yes. I'm like, oh, okay, sit and be still. And then I kind of hear that because the next step is going to be a roller coaster, and when I get you launched, it's going to be a launch. Like, okay, sit, be still, ready for launch. Okay. Because there are times where we do need to be called into action, and there are those times where we need to sit. And oftentimes I've discovered, at least with me, you guys might have clearer listening and not need the proverbial 2x4, but there are times where I get the proverbial 2x4 telling me to knock it off and to sit and listen or to go into action. And like Martha, there are times that we get worried or distracted by things that we have to just release. I know it's hard. I'm one of those that likes to hold on to my worries and my frustrations or my distractions. But it's so freeing when we're able to let go. And as I was saying, there's those that have pitted the sisters against one another. But that's not what's going on. It's God clearly showing us that there are those two sides of discipleship that we're called to do. That neither side is good nor bad, it's equal in what we are called. And as we listen and as we reflect on what God is calling us to do, then we get that launch into doing those things about what is to happen next, the next step of things that we're called to move into. And for us, I've realized or recognized, and as I read this week, that it can serve as a reminder that we need each other. And we need Jesus. We need relationships that will support us and each other in the work of this kingdom. And we need time that we can sit together to eat, to share our joys and our struggles. But the key is that we need one another in that relationship. No matter where our strengths are, no matter where we might be struggling, we're all called together to be together as disciples of Christ in this big world that we live in. Amen.